Welcome to Entertainology.
Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you. So, of course, I had to rep Carolina, where, of course, we got Michael Jordan talking to basketball. But how did you fall in love with basketball?
I guess like it started at an early age. Like I always kind of grew up watching like basketball with my dad. He was like around the game a lot. He was like coaching kids in the rec league. And this is before like I could really walk, so he would take me to practices and stuff. And that's when I kind of like started picking up basketball, and we would go downstairs in the basement, like work on like little drills on the little Tex hoop, and then watch games. And I felt like I was a huge fan of like LeBron James, so like that kind of made me like want to play basketball too.
Absolutely. Being surrounded from a young age will definitely do that for you. So,
Yeah.
currently playing at a prep school, what's it like playing for your school, for your team?
It's different. It's really different. Kind of reminds me of like college before college in a way. I'm away from my family. I'm in Chandler, Arizona. My family's in Georgia. So it's like, it's really different, but they help me get better. We focus a lot on basketball at the same time. Like we're going to school and stuff, but before school, working out, after school, practice, working out, lifting, and like always staying in the gym, just getting better. And then also like the expectations are really high because we play in like EYBL Scholastic, so we play like the top competition in the country really. So in the past, like AZ Compass has always been like a one of the dominant teams in the country, so we have to like keep going with that, and we have high expectations, so it's a lot.
Yeah, and it's really definitely seems to push that commitment and to the sport with how,
Really gotta love it for real, yeah.
because you really, I think that's it with anything you do, but especially something so active and so fun, but also grueling as sports. You really need to love it to be committed to self-discipline as well as discipline with your team.
Yeah, and I think that's something I learned a lot too, being on my own. Like I don't have like my parents to be, like well my dad to be like, oh, like you didn't go get shots up today, like we should go. Like I had to do it on my own, and like that teaches me self-discipline and maturation, like getting old, like growing up by myself, like being alone and having to do it on my own. It like teaches me discipline and just shows I'm getting more mature.
Absolutely, and that self-sufficiency will definitely be helpful in college.
Yeah.
So, speaking of college, if we go back a couple years, you started already getting offers. How has that motivated you to keep moving forward and to keep pushing?
It definitely motivates me because like when you get your first like offer, like it's almost like, oh, now like I want more. I want that feeling again because it's like a feeling like no other, you know what I mean? Because you work so hard your whole life. I'll bet you work so hard your whole life to basically like get to that point where you're getting looked at by colleges and like it feels like your hard work is paying off. So like you just it makes it motivates me, like honestly, like to keep going.
Not even applying for athletic scholarships, but I completely understand the feeling. So, obviously, you're incredibly disciplined and committed to the sport. Was there a specific moment when you knew you were going to play in college?
Probably like seventh, like around like 7th grade, because 6th, 7th grade. Actually, I kind of knew. I don't know. I always had a feeling like I had confidence in myself, like because I knew like I put in a lot of work compared to like kids my age, and like when I grew up playing on like the AUs, like playing AU and stuff, and then seeing how like if I just followed like the blueprint of what the older kids who are doing the same stuff I was doing when they were like my age. Like I was like, oh, by the time I get their age, I'm gonna get to where they're at. So like I kind of like was like, oh, just follow the script and I'm gonna be where they're at someday, you know what I mean? So I always knew, and I kind of played like I used to play up a lot and then play against older guys and open runs and stuff at difference. There's like workouts called difference maker workouts, and we would play against like kids in college, kids who are in high school when I was like in middle school. So this is when like I kind of knew like, oh, if I can compete with them now, like by the time I'm their age, I'll get there, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, and that's great for the confidence.
Yeah.
I've got a really visual question for you. So you're making your NBA debut. You're getting really hyped to go out there. If you could pick your walk-on song, what would it be?
My walk-on song, like when they introduce like my name, like in
Absolutely.
the that's like in a long like that's like a long time though. Like I feel like the songs would be played out, but like it would have to be a Drake song. I feel like it just suits me. I don't know, like nothing else. Like it has to be something Drake. I don't know which one though. Like I have to really like think about it, but it's a Drake song for sure.
I personally, if I'm working out doing something athletic, I need music. So just had to feed it
Yeah.
in somehow. If you had your choice, like two favorite teams are going, do you prefer watching NBA or college basketball and why?
It's like, that's hard. That's a hard question because that's a hard question. I don't know. I feel like I'll probably say I'll probably say college basketball. I can't really answer that. I'm sorry. Like it has to like if it's the March Madness, then I'll definitely be like, yeah, college basketball. But NBA playoff basketball atmosphere is like crazy, like, and it's really fun to watch. So it's hard to say. But like if it's like the NBA bubble, I'll say NBA, like NBA basketball, because like I feel like my favorite time watching basketball was probably during quarantine when like they had like the NBA bubble, and that was like really fun to watch, like because I feel like those teams were like real complete competing against each other, and it was like a on-court experience. I don't know.
Absolutely. So if you could be on a team with any NBA player, past or present, retired, still playing, but only one, that was two fingers, only one, who would you choose?
I would choose LeBron James for sure. I feel like you could just pick, like you could pick his brains. Like he's just like he's in my opinion, he's the greatest to do it. So if I was able to be on the team with him, I would try to like learn as much as possible from him, like pick up his work habits, like his off the court habits, everything, like and just learn from his IQ, just be around him all the time just to like get better. So that's someone I would play with.
Yeah, absolutely. All about bouncing off your teammates and that really just connecting and improving together. I love that. So, in the vein of that,
Yeah.
I know you're also from South Jersey. So, when I throw out the 76ers, I know you know what I'm talking about, but who would
Yeah.
you add to the current Sixers roster? If you could add any current player, who would you add?
To the current Sixers roster?
Yes.
Probably Jimmy Butler. Like I just wish that we would have kept Jimmy Butler instead of Tobias Harris. Like I would just say Jimmy Butler.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting take. I like it though.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the idea? Let's just say we're back a couple years and we bring back JJ Redick.
I like JJ Redick. JJ Redick's tough. But he's old now, so it's really like, what can he do? Like, you know what I mean? He's like pushing.
Although I feel like also just generally, I always talk about how I'm a Philly fan. I feel like we've learned not to discount old players in professional sports. I mean, hello, Kelsey's pretty old for the NFL. We're going into what, 12th, 13th season?
Yeah, true.
Killing it. I mean, the Seahawks game wasn't exactly killing it, but overall killing it.
True.
Not to bring in football, but if you could play any other sport, just I know you've got so much love and so much commitment to basketball.
Yeah.
Let's say you just have the same level of skill and you just transfer it over to any sport of your choosing, what would it be?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'd pick three sports because, like, but I have reasons, like, for those three sports. I would say football because, like, the pictures that the football players get are really hard. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel like I'd have a lot of, like, nice pictures for football. I'd have a visor, everything, like, the number zero. Like, just like be a wide receiver. I'd play football for the pictures. I like baseball a lot. Like I played baseball in middle school, so I would pick baseball as one of them. And then soccer. Like soccer is like a slept on sport. I feel like it's really like tough. And it, like I don't know what it is, but like I feel like male soccer players have like tough drip, and I feel like I could fit like that mold and be like a little Jude Bellingham and
I
like dreads.
immediately thinking of Bellingham. That's crazy.
Yeah, like I would definitely play like soccer. Like I feel like being good at soccer is tough. Like that's a flex for
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite Premier League or MLS team?
my favorite MLS team is probably Atlanta FC. And then Premier League, I used to like Manchester City a lot. I don't know why. I think it was the jerseys, like the jersey color. But right now, I think I like Chelsea. Yeah.
I got the chance to walk around the Chelsea Stadium a bit recently with my family, and it was, we also toured Fulham. Such a cool experience, and my family happens to be more soccer people. And such a cool, like, it really is such a badass sport.
I know it's tough, like, and like how dedicated the fans are, just everything. I feel like it's a whole nother level. Like when it comes to sports, like the fame, the money, every like everything, like just it's really nice. And I enjoy watching like the World Cup when it comes on. When Premier League, when the Premier League Cup is on, I usually like turn soccer on. You know what I mean? It's just fun, like fun to watch.
It's the energy in the room. That's one of my favorite things about basketball. And basketball has always been something special for me and my dad. And he used to, back when I played rec, he used to coach my teams.
Yeah.
And when I was little, and I was still as short as I am now, he used to like help me reach the hoop. And it's always been something we've enjoyed watching together and going to games and just that energy, especially. I think it's just a general Philly sports thing where we're really high energy fans.
Yeah.
It's such a great area to be in for sports. It is one of, like, it's not top three, but it's a major market, and we just have so much high energy for it and so much of a jam-packed fan base
Passion, yeah.
that I think makes the game more enjoyable to watch. That's
I agree. There's nothing like the Sixers game for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I think March Madness is so great, because you really jam-pack the energy for a whole month.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say concentrated, but it's intricate enough that you can really get deeply engaged. And I've did really well in my March Madness fantasy last year.
Yeah.
So I'd like to say I'm one to talk, but it's so enjoyable to watch and tease your friends when their teams aren't doing too hot. But
Yeah, I agree.
if you could
Probably
pick
the best like sports moments, like honestly, like every year, like it's just consistent, like one of the best sports moments, no matter what. Every year, you know, like March Madness is gonna bring like different type of stories, like underdog stories and like thrilling games, and then it's just like it brings everyone together because they compete like with their brackets and everything. So that's why I enjoy March Madness for sure.
absolutely. If you could see one professional sports championship, just one, like for a year,
Like just one game, like
like are you seeing a World Series game, the Super Bowl, March Madness finals? If you could only pick one, what are you seeing?
it would like if it would be basketball, like it would be basketball, but It would depend on who's playing in March Madness final. Like last year, if it was last year's game, like San Diego State versus UConn, I'm sorry, but like I wouldn't go. Like I'd rather go to a finals game. Like, you know what I mean? But if it was like someone like a Duke and Kentucky playing in the championship, or like people that I know who are playing college basketball, if their teams made it to the championship, I would definitely go like to that game. But it's either the finals or March Madness. But for March Madness, it depends on who's playing in the game.
I definitely agree with that. I think knowing the team and like, or knowing people on the team definitely makes it a little more fascinating to watch. But I
Yeah.
specifically like basketball, just because of how intricate it is in terms of like gelling all these different positions together and really making sure, hey, we've got the defense on point, but the defense and the offense have to communicate. And really, I think that's fantastic about any team sport, but I've always found something extra about that in basketball that I really appreciate. So I know you mentioned the discipline and how committed you and your teammates are to the sport, which of course you're playing for this iconic team, like you want to keep going with it. What has the kind of brotherhood of that been like for you with gelling with your team and really pushing for those goals together?
I kind of was like the last new kid to like join the team, and that was like my fear. I was like, yo, like what if they like already like have been together for a long time? They're just gonna be like, oh, this is a new kid, and I'm not gonna, like, you know what I mean? So going into it, I was kind of nervous a little bit, but my first day, like, it was like a smooth transition because we stay in, like, there's two team houses and they split in half, but we stay in the team house. And my first day, like, it felt like everyone just like accepted me, and it was just like fun from there. Like, we became like a brotherhood. We eat dinner together at the table, we eat breakfast together, lunch, everything. Like, we're always like in each other's rooms at night, like just talking. Like, we don't have to do anything, we just talk. We go out, like hang out where we have free time, we go out, hang out with each other. We just do everything together. Like, you know what I mean? It's like a family almost. The coach dad, like, usually like sits at the table. We have our own chores and stuff. Like, we write, like, you know what I mean? It's like a household, but we're a really close-knit group. I think it's because we spend so much time together. We go through adversity together, and then like ultimately after like practice, even though like we may like go head to head at practice, like, because we're competitive, everyone on the team's competitive, we talk trash, this, that, and the third. But as soon as we step off the court, it's back to like our brotherhood. Because at the end of the day, like, we lay our heads at the same place, we eat at the same table, we talk to each other, we communicate with each other all day long. So like, it's really like I have like nine brothers, like nine more brothers, even though I have two sisters at home. So it's like I have 11 siblings, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, and especially spending so much time together. It's really important to be really good and great with each other. But I love that you mentioned that, like, doesn't matter if on the court you're butting heads and being competitive, which you should be because you're going for it in your sport. As soon as you step off that court, like, factor mains, you're like brothers. And I love that because I think that there's obviously a component of skill to any sport, especially basketball. But gelling with your team and being able to communicate with your team is so important. And I think that communication and that level of communication really helps to strengthen you guys as a team.
Yeah, I agree.
So thank you so much for answering all my questions. I know I talked all sports with you. Thank you so much for being on the
No, for sure. Thank you for having
Righty. And that's it for Entertainology. We will see you next time.